When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's Bob and Tom Extra, comedian Pat Godwin, plus Tom's upset with an announcement, and meat-scented candles. But first, a call by Tom Mabe.
Hello?
Hi, sir. This is Tom Mabe down the front desk. I'm sorry to bother you so late. Our computer crashed. Was your wake-up call for 8 or 8:30?
Oh, it was 8 o'clock.
Okay, sir. Sorry to bother you. Thanks a bunch.
It's okay. Hello?
Sir, I'm sorry about it. It's Tom down the front desk. Real quick, I forgot to ask you. What room are you in?
Don't you have it in your system down there?
Yeah, again, our computer crashed. Look, if you look in the back of your key, it could be in your key, or actually the key, the envelope your key came in.
It's around here. I don't know where it is. It's around here somewhere.
Sir, I hate to ask you this. I want you to get back to sleep. It may be quicker if you just go to your door and open up your door, and the number will be.
Okay, just a sec. Hang on. I'll get it.
And what time is this?
Three in the morning.
It's room 289.
Okay, great.
Well, what time is it? It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yeah, right at 4 o'clock in the morning. We'll call you here in a few hours and get you up.
Well, look, I just want to tell you, I think this is very unprofessional, and your management's going to hear from me in the morning about this. I don't appreciate this at all. I'm going to have trouble getting back to sleep, but it is. I got a full day of events tomorrow. Our company's here.
Mm-hmm. And you're here with the telemarketing convention?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, look, let me talk to the man. He's right here. Let me talk to him, okay? Hold on.
For crying out loud.
He's pretty upset. He has a full day of meetings or something, and I woke him. He can't get back to sleep. Okay, great. Sir, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I am. I talked to the manager. We usually don't do this, but I told him the situation and your concerns about getting back to sleep. So here you go. Rock, baby.
Crying out loud.
Hey, buddy. Wind blows the great oil.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There we go. That's it.
That's it. Rub it, yeah.
Crank it.
Crank it.
Jesus.
Talking about the volume.
Oh.
Dancing to this great music. Thank you very much. Now, that's, let's see, we go through the name roster, if you will. That sounds...
Ace Chick, Pat, Josh, Christy, Tom.
Ace is our engineer.
Time to rock.
Chick McGee is our... disgruntled co-host. He just asked me why he was here, and I said, because my dog can't talk, although I wish he could. That's comedian Pat Godwin. Pat is on his way to Peoria's famous
Jukebox
Comedy Club. I want to see if you were still awake or not.
Well, I thought you said it was famous. I thought you knew it.
I know what it is. I've got it written down in front of me. You're there tonight through Saturday night, and then there's Josh over there, who's headlined at the Jukebox.
Yes.
And then there's Christy Lee.
Oh, wait, no.
There's Josh
to tell the truth.
Who's featured in the Jukebox.
Yes, thank you.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
I've hosted at the Jukebox. I think Christy's hosted at the Jukebox.
I've hosted, yeah. Mostly
literal. The point is, we're back. This is Tom speaking.
A wonderful little club.
I've
been to Big Owls.
Tommy Jonigan.
I have a beef right now.
What are you upset about?
What
can we help you with, my friend?
What a blatant ass-kisser.
I'm a traditionalist, I guess you'd say. I like...
You're old-fashioned.
I like great traditions. I just like things that are great traditions.
You're cranky.
I'm not cranky.
You're cranky.
You're a grouch.
I'm not a grouch.
You're a curmudgeon.
You're an amazing man, Mr. Griswold. You're a miserable human. Go on.
No, let's look at it. You like people who wear uniforms.
Yes.
you You like cherries at cherry time. You like
tomatoes at tomato time.
Tomato time at tomato time. You know, ice cream stores.
Summer songs in the summer.
Ice cream stores should open.
I hate hearing the song "School's Out" in the fall. Well, it may be out at DeVry, but for the rest of the universe.
You can listen to it now. That's good.
Yes, you can listen to it now.
It is the season. Okay, well,
I play Christmas music at Christmas time. So anyway, I'm watching.
Maybe you're not a criminal.
We had a lot of fun with the Indy 500, and so they're going, we'll be right back with the most famous words in racing.
Oh.
The most famous words in racing are, gentlemen, start your engines.
You lost your mind when that happened.
Yeah.
Was instead of
gentleman or lady or gentleman
and
ladies.
They've done various options like lady. Well, this year, since Danica was there, she was the only female driving. It should have been lady and gentleman start your engines, not drivers start your engines.
Well, I think that's the way it's going to be.
Is it political correctness? You can't call them gentlemen and ladies anymore?
Apparently not.
Well, there are now 52 sexes or whatever that list is.
Oh, is that how
genders?
Many?
Yeah.
Well,
so
wait,
no, but I mean, it's, I don't
what
think
are you, praying mantis. What are you? What many genders?
No, I understand that.
I'm just saying.
I'm just asking. Why wasn't it drivers? That isn't the most famous phrase in racing. The most famous phrase is "gentlemen, start your engines."
Sure.
Obviously, it should be "lady and gentlemen," not "drivers
right.
start your
that,
engines."
And they already set the precedent with using "lady and gentlemen" before.
Yeah,
I don't know why they changed.
Why'd they change that? It makes no sense.
Pressure from some. So-called woke person or organization.
Yes.
Really?
Perhaps you should look at being woke. Maybe that's your problem.
Well, I'm not going to be woke till they do it with grammar, okay?
Yeah.
Do they mean awakened? No,
they do, yes.
I don't understand why they would do that. It's a great tradition. What, are they not going to use milk anymore because some anti-dairy a-hole has a problem? That's what the world is coming to. Drives me. It's unbelievable.
You do this with everything.
This
is how we got in the Vietnam War, your domino theory with everything.
Well,
it starts here.
Completely false.
There are 58 gender options for Facebook users.
So that's what's going on.
Wow. No, that isn't. That can't be the reason. No, I understand that. That is fine. I get that. I'm just saying there are certain traditions. I mean, we have to rewrite the first line of Dickens. It was a pretty good time for everybody. Wasn't the worst of times, can't say that.
That doesn't...
Right.
No, it's the same thing.
Well, that's the thing.
Moby Dick begins with the phrase, call me Ishmael. We're going to change it to, my name is Ishmael. If you want to call me that, only if it's okay with you. That would be...
What is the neutrosis gender?
I'm not
familiar.
Oh, 58 genders.
I think they eat their own genitalia. I don't know, for God's sake. Give me a break, okay? Can't stand it anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking about calling you a curmudgeon.
Oh, I'm the only one that was bothered. Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Then
they can't say we'll be right back with the most famous words in racing.
Neutrosis, when you identify as agender, neither male nor female and or genderless.
I don't know.
That's what it says.
I thought, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. But don't get on my case when I don't know what these things are. That's my biggest problem with it.
It's like shaking hands. I don't know when I walk up to you. You got to tell me what you want. I'm going to give the normal handshake like this. I mean, are you going to go high, go low? Is there a spin around and shake?
I want to go with the fist bump.
Do we have to have a guy calling it out like you're, okay, do the do-si-do shake. Okay.
Okay, well, that's just silly. There's no do-si-do shake.
Why isn't there one? Do-si-do, start your engine. Okay, sorry. Maybe it's just me. I guess I'm the only one.
You know what an AFAB is?
I don't care.
Is that like a prefab?
No, it's an assigned female at birth.
Okay, these are all serious issues, and I know that they're out there. I was trying to talk about changing a famous phrase around.
Right.
They're being inclusive, yes.
Okay, whatever. I don't care.
There's a reason you were born at the time that you were born at. And
born
that
at?
Time is running out.
The time when you, it was at the time you end sentences.
Your ending preposition.
It really did hit the ear off.
It was a little queer to the ear.
I want you to go with me to there. Here's the thing. It's a good time. It's a good thing your time is running out because this is what's happening and you can't stop it.
No, but I don't
You can be upset about it.
Okay. I don't get it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with drivers start your engines.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Is that what it's going to be from now on?
That's exactly what you just said.
So next year,
it's removing all the poetry and the tradition. So instead of saying, so if you're at a live show, you can't come out and go, ladies and gentlemen, you have to go, audience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, yes.
I know what Josh is going to say. Now, next year, Danica's not going to be in the race. And, you know, let's hope there are women in the race. But if there are no women, will they say,
will they go back to gentlemen?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Just there's certain things I don't think, well, whatever.
You're asking for trouble. That's what you're doing.
Well, no. The people who would give him trouble for this need to lighten up a little bit. Things are changing, but you have to give us a chance to change with these things.
I don't get it. Okay, whatever.
What did you want? A news release on what they were going to do? Is that what you wanted?
No, but people can't get upset if it takes us a little bit to get used to some of this stuff.
This is how curmudgeonly behavior begins. See?
No, I'm open and willing to change. But don't scream at me when I don't get it right away.
What if my grandson is playing with his football? And that football goes in your yard. What are you going to do?
I will pop it in front of his face, but that's not the point.
I will throw it back to the young man.
I will stab it with my paring knife and hand it back to him.
Again, this is very 1984-ish. Are all artworks going to be re-edited to be politically correct?
Well, this is honestly one of the reasons why I don't have a Kindle or anything, because you can't alter print.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Ishmael, but you can call me whatever you want. We can't call him Moby Dick anymore either, by the way. He's now Moby Genitalia.
Well, Ishmael does have mail in it, so yes, you better they better change it.
Sorry. Okay, just asking. Never mind. Sorry I brought it up. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. She, if I can call you that.
I'm a she.
Okay,
good. I identify as female.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay. Thanks for
a lot of people
that.
Identify. A lot of people identify as intelligent that aren't. Okay.
I think we're all kind of good. I typically identify as like not as fat as I am, or like better. You know what I mean? Don't you sort of identify as better?
You forget that anything's okay if you don't have any malice. I think if you're
of course
honestly interested and want to try like Josh is, his only problem is he wasn't aware of it. But I don't think you're that way. I think you're not only aware of it, but you're mad it changed. And somebody's gonna pay.
I want the bellman at the hotel that wear those suits with the double breast
and
the
little red hat,
little red cap. That's all I ask in life.
God, go to the Plaza.
They do that?
I think so.
There has to be a place that still does.
Don't they? The Plaza in New York City does that.
Yeah, got that great tea in the end.
Yeah, ceilings are too low.
You'd love a Handmaid's. You'd love it.
Wait, time out. What?
It's a fabulous place.
The ceilings are too low.
You could be a commander at Handmaid's Tale. You'd love that.
Oh, he'd fit right in.
Yeah, he would.
Fine. Never mind.
Have you seen the feel-good show of the summer? The Handmaid's Tale.
Blessed are the Fruit Loops. Oh, sorry.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Christy, what else is happening over there?
Well, in things that you didn't know you didn't need, A1 has released a line of meat-scented candles.
Now, I'm a big fan of A1.
The steak sauce brand's candles.
You know, I got to admit, A1 occasionally is really good.
I think it's rather boastful to say they're A1.
I'm a Worcestershire girl, not
okay.
an A1 girl.
I rarely use it on steak. I don't really put anything on steak.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, but back in the day, you did, as a kid, you did probably, didn't you?
The cheaper the steak, the more the A1.
Yes, of course. No, my dad taught me pretty early you don't put anything on a steak.
Oh, really? We always put stuff on.
But
except the... Never mind. What? Can I write this joke down?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Where are you going with this?
Oh, you'll never believe it. You know, his dad taught him never put anything on a steak.
I think I know too.
You know, like
is it American Pirate?
Guess.
I knew that's where you were headed. Yes, yeah. Don't lower that now.
It's a.
You know how I like my steak? Smothered in pork chops. Am I right? Darn right. Well, a hot dog on the.
But you know what? A1's very tasty.
Do
on?
You eat your
steak
do you
fries?
Your steak?
I don't how do I eat my steak? Medium rare.
Medium rare.
I don't approve of steak fries. Bob and I feel the same way.
Well, if you're gonna have
steak fries, too much potato.
No, it's baked potato. But baked potato and a steak.
A1 on steak fries is great. Dip it in there.
Steak fries are too potato. They're too cold in the middle.
I'm telling you, this will help.
Both of these
I'd like to see them made
wrong.
Illegal. saying. I want gentlemen start your engines with regular French fries. Don't give me the stupid curly fries.
I don't like that.
I don't want French fries looking like some kind of potato.
Those stupid
potato pubes.
You know what? I love him so much.
You
can call him potato
sound
pubes.
Right now?
I sound right.
It rhymes with right. And
we'll be
having 3% Nigerian.
That's Tom's right privilege. Is that what you're saying?
Right is right.
No, it's a free country. You can have steak fries. They're just immoral.
The A1 candles come in scents like classic burger, original meat, and backyard barbecue. The limited edition candles can burn for 50 to 70 hours and are available for sale.
Stupid!
A1's Meat Sense website for $14.99.
Now, Christy, you are, in fact, a realtor, and you are always telling us that when you show a house, it's supposed to smell like nice.
Well, they usually use chocolate chip cookie candles or pumpkin
But what
pie.
If you wanted to show them the nice patio and backyard and you had a barbecue candle going? Right. That would really get them thinking, oh, my gosh, we got to
That's exactly where I was going with this. I think that's a kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
That'd be the one place that would
That would be kind of sharp, though.
But what would make you more upset than smelling meat cooking and finding out it's just a candle.
It's the strip club of candles, is what you're saying.
Jimmy Pardo will have no part
of it. Oh, Jimmy Pardo.
Comedian Jimmy Pardo.
Become visibly
Actually, though, comedian Jimmy Pardo does have something to do with one of our other stories.
He does?
Scientists have built the world's smallest house. We'll get to that in just a second.
See, now I have to feel the text.
Wow.
Oh, he would appreciate
it's
that.
Your, it's your fault. You started
My fault.
I brought it up. I'm the one who, because he doesn't like the smell of meat.
You know what would be really funny?
Hmm.
Get those barbecue candles at a funeral home.
Oh, Tom.
That is a crematorium.
Oh, Tom, that is very funny.
I could come up to Josh in a hushed voice and go, did you leave the crematorium?
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
No.
So much, I am willing to do this.
No.
I will crash somebody's funeral.
Just a random funeral.
Yeah, I'll light it like in the hallway or whatever, and I'll crash and walk in and go, oh, yeah, I think somebody left the crematorium.
You're supposed to close the door.
I bet you there's some slang for that. Some slang for the crematorium.
Probably,
like the creamer or something.
Yeah, the furnace
the
or
baker
something.
Shaking
the,
bacon.
Did you ever see the movie The Alamo?
Oh, geez, yes.
The only good scene in The Alamo, by the way.
The potatoes.
Billy Bob Thornton?
The potatoes, yeah, Billy Bob Thornton. He's great.
Was he cooked potatoes in a crematorium?
You don't
want to know.
You want to
Well, then why bring it up?
Because he's
just referencing it for those that are on my team over here, which is no one. Just me and Ace.
Don't
drag Ace into this.
One thing Ace can get behind, white is right. Am I right, buddy? You're darn right.
Tom is correct.
Thank you, sir. Do they have this is a serious question. Does the Axe body spray people? Do they make a candle?
Probably.
Another curmudgeon topic.
I don't know.
These young kids with their Axe body spray.
I think the Axe body spray has really gone away. I mean, it's not like it used to be.
Well, I use my college-age son's bathrooms all the time because he's not there. I take my showers in there. And
yeah.
So you get your
anybody.
Own spice out.
And it looks like they've got the Axe museum of shampoo, conditioner. Display.
I still use Axe body wash.
Do you really?
Just because I like, yeah, there's nothing to do with their douchey marketing campaign.
I like the scent. They have you.
Yeah, no, I'm loyal. I like the scent.
I use Ivory soap.
Nothing wrong with that.
Anyone want to criticize that?
It makes my skin feel dry. When
no,
I use that,
because
yeah. I thought they stopped making it back in the 50s.
Yeah,
well, you're wrong. It's simple. It's soap. Thank you.
Man, remember Irish Spring where the Irish gentleman would cut the soap and then it would start raining.
And how about the woman in that though? Remember the woman at the end of that commercial?
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
I
like it too.
Yeah, can you do the Irish accent, Pat?
And I like it too.
I don't know.
Yeah. She's
now, I know it's been a while since you've seen
Did
a woman. Try it again
dead?
As a girl's voice.
And I like it too.
Thank you.
Oh.
Wow. You like it when Pat talks with the Irish accent?
Yeah.
We've answered a lot of questions.
You want to play a little quiet man? Maybe he can be Maureen O'Hara?
Now you know what we do at lunch.
There you go. A little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one. Do-wop.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's going to hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're
going to
go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm going to ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm going to get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.